Both Lee Castillo and Kurt Weiland appeared on KVCW's local news hour to discuss their candidacy earlier this month. The Utah Debate Commission hosted a primary election debate between the candidates who are running to represent the Democratic Party for the Utah 1st Congressional District general election. The debate opened with a question about balancing safety in schools with Second Amendment rights. Lee Castillo responded first.
My son went turkey hunting yesterday with my family. I come from a family that exercises their Second Amendment right. And I want to ensure that not only their right is protected, but your right is protected as well. I think what I would do to ensure the safety is I want to ban bump stocks. I also want to restrict extended magazines. I would regulate tie the holes in the gun show loopholes, and require an in-depth universal background check that is required for everybody. I think that there should be a mandatory waiting period, 1 to 2 days, before they're actually able to pick up their firearm. And I would advocate for funds to be allocated to the CDC so that we can further study the reasons why we're having these shots every week that are affecting the safety of our students.
Weiland responded to the question about school safety and Second Amendment rights.
I think the cause of school violence is estrangement and hostility and anger. And I think the best way to address that is at the schools. For example, the American School Counselors Association has set a minimum ratio of one school counselor for every 250 students. School leaders in Utah have changed that. They said we can't afford it, so it goes to 1/350. In actuality, the numbers in Utah are 1/684. I suggest there would be a difference if a trusted school counselor could say to the Nicholas Cruz or the Demetrius Patsoukas, "How are you today? How are you feeling? Talk to me. I'm your friend." And that we can eliminate the problems before they turn into nightmare violence.
The debate explored topics including gender pay gap issues, national cybersecurity, the future of Hill Air Force Base, trade policy, as well as discussion about public lands use. Kurt Weiland explains how he would manage public lands issues.
The loss of Bears Ears and Grand Escalante Staircase is sacrilege. I believe that those lands are sacred not only to the Native American tribes, but they're sacred to us. Every person in this room at one time or another has gone into the woods, into the wilderness, and sat down and listened and heard the voices. These are sacred lands. Now, there are ways that we can use those lands for outdoor recreation, for tourism, instead of coal, oil, and gas. Outdoor recreation will return three times the amount that coal, oil, and gas will, and they are less destructive. Build those industries, not coal, oil, and gas.
Castillo also discussed public lands issues.
Throughout my campaign, I've had an opportunity to meet with Native American leaders, and they do not want the reduction of Bear Ears or Grand Staircase Escalante. And I support that because they're a sovereign nation, and we need to have our nation actually talk with them and ensure like what we're doing and our plans work hand in hand. We need people to continue to advocate and call their congressmen and let them know that it is not an option. Outdoor retailers, we've lost $45 million in revenue because the outdoor retailers are not coming back to Utah. And that affects small businesses, that affects our families, that affects all Utahns. So I think that it's important that we keep the original designation of Grand Staircase Escalante and Bears Ears the size that it was under Obama's designation.
You can find Leslie Thatcher's conversation with both candidates on kpcw.org. The full debate can also be found on utahdebatecommission.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.